Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy presented a revised $19 billion budget proposal to state lawmakers today on the first day of their new legislative session. The proposal includes a $55 gas and sales tax refund to taxpayers, tax breaks for retired teachers, expansion of rental subsidies for seniors, housing for homeless veterans, and an expansion of early childhood education. WSHU's Abong Udama was there for the governor's speech, and he joins us now from Hartford. How would you characterize the governor's speech?
Democratic Governor Malloy has yet to announce that he's seeking re-election, but most observers here say the proposals in Malloy's budget set him up for a bid for a second term this November. Malloy used the speech to remind lawmakers that when he came into office 3 years ago, Connecticut was in recession and facing a huge deficit. He says now things have turned around and the state is expecting a $500 million surplus. That's why he's asking for what he calls modest tax breaks.
Okay, well, does it sound like he's making a case for a second term?
Sure did. As a matter of fact, Malloy got his loudest applause when he talked about adopting a policy to provide housing for all the more than 500 Connecticut veterans who are now homeless.
Today, the pledge we should take together is simple. Connecticut can and will end homelessness for veterans by the end of 2015.
And you know, to be held to that, Malloy would have to still be governor by the end of 2015.
So a little clue there. He is calling for a minimum wage increase too, right?
Yes, he is. $10.10 an hour by 2017. That would make Connecticut the state with the highest minimum wage in the country.
Right, and it would match what President Obama had mentioned in his State of the Union address, which is, I think we can safely say,
pretty much the Democratic agenda.
Yes, yes. So now, Malloy's potential Republican foes have accused him of offering certain budget proposals to secure votes in November, right?
Yes, they have. One of them is State Senator Tony Boucher, a Wilton Republican. She feels the $55 gas and sales tax refund per taxpayer is an election year ploy to buy votes.
$55 to someone one time? What is that? You know, some people might interpret that as trying to play to a voter at the voting booth.
Another candidate, Senate Minority Leader John McKinney, a Fairfield Republican, says he's skeptical about the governor's claim there's a projected $500 million surplus.
The amount of money that's going to be left over at the end of the year is less than the amount of money he borrowed in the budget to pay operating expenses. So the money that's left over is because we borrowed more than we spent. That money needs to be paid off in addition to the money that was spent. So it needs to go to pay off our debts.
But, you know, the governor's proposals have the support of Democrats. Here's Bridgeport Mayor Bill Finch, who chairs the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities.
In general, this was a very encouraging budget for towns and cities.
Well, aren't the state's largest towns where Malloy got most of his votes in his election as governor? That's right, huh?
Yes, that's correct. And if you remember, Malloy ended up beating Tom Foley, his Republican opponent, by only about 6,000 votes statewide after a recount of the votes in Bridgeport.
Okay, WSHU's Capitol reporter Abong Udama joining us live from the Capitol with analysis and reaction on Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy's State of the State address, including his budget proposals. Abong, thanks very much.
Thank you, Mark.